Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. Today we're talking about one of my favorite habits, movement, exercise, fitness. Of course, it's one of my favorites because I'm a fitness coach, right? That's really interesting. I've been doing some schedule audits and some customized habit loops for some clients this past week, and almost all of them wanted to focus on moving more, like some type of form of exercise. And sometimes that just doesn't come natural for folks because of our busy lives, but also maybe you just don't have a really good view of exercise. You view it as hard, or you don't like it, or you just haven't found something you liked in general. But I'm wondering if you have ever worked out and just felt like that workout high, right? Have you ever done a workout and just feel like you could just take on the world? Or for me, like when I get home from a really like awesome workout, like, I am so productive. Look at me go. I just cleared out my inbox and I folded the laundry in one day, right? That's super productive for me. However, back in 2015, I just didn't get it. I couldn't get it together because I was never consistent with my workouts. Like, I was the late fee cancel queen. I used to want to take spin classes like super early, and I would sign up and not go, and like I would always get a late cancel fee. Oh my gosh. However, once I dug deeper into habit strategy and became more consistent due to habit strategy, I leaned into how freaking amazing I felt then. It became automatic to want to work out. Then I craved it. Now it's just so automatic for me today. I don't even have to employ that much habit strategy. I will just do some type of movement. It was really interesting. I was planning on doing an episode today about movement and habit hacking it, as far as like having that workout high. But I had a member in class say this to me this week, which I was like, oh my gosh, this is so perfect to talk about. But I was chatting with her after class this past week, and she brought up something that I thought was so interesting that I wanted to share with you. She said she used to have to convince herself to go work out, but now it has become such a lifestyle that she loves and craves that now she has to talk herself into not working out, right? Like if she has a rest day or if it's a, she's on vacation and it's okay to take a day off, right? Because she craves it, right? What this really is you are creating a new habit loop in your head, and your body and your brain, your mind, your whole body is craving the response, that reward response at the end of a habit loop of working out. And leaning into that can really help you crave exercise more and make it a consistent habit with reaching your health and fitness goals. Like this is a lifestyle. This is training for life, right? If you need help creating habit loops for movement specific for women, in addition to like your food freedom and mindset, make sure to go grab the Healthy Habits Accelerator pod course, because we go in depth as far as when it comes to movement, time, convenience, consistency, sustainability through habit strategy, but what we need as busy working millennial moms, like a strength training focus, you know, not just being cardio bunnies, and a lot of other factors that go into that as well. I have over 60 habit loops and really a 21-day plan to really accelerate your results so you can start being consistent with your workouts. And you know, awesome, you know what's awesome? This is really what helped me go from like a chronic dieter and like late cancel fee queen to a habit hacker. And that's what I want for you as well. So that's linked in the show notes always for you. Okay, so how does exercise make you happy? Have you heard that quote? I'll have to do a reel for it this week because I love it. It's from Elle Woods from Legally Blonde. She says, exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't kill their husband. But she is right. So we can use science and these neurotransmitters that are released when we exercise to habit hack making movement something that we crave and do automatically. So when you work out, why does it make you happy? Well, endorphins and dopamine is released. So endorphins and dopamine are both chemicals in your body that make you happy, but they function in different ways. So endorphins relieve pain naturally. When they attach to your brain's reward centers, like the end of that habit loop, right? Dopamine is then released. So endorphins are neurotransmitters that help you cope with pain and stress. Dopamine is a mood and motivation boosting neurotransmitter. So they work together, but that's involved in the reward circuit of your brain, that end of a habit loop. And high endorphin levels, which you can get from working out, can boost your dopamine production, which also comes from working out. What? So how to use this with habit formation? So what triggers that dopamine release? Hey girl, real quick, do you have a habit hacking question for me? Like what healthy habit should you start with? Advice on creating your own habit loops? What is the Atomic Habits for Women philosophy? Or maybe you have a specific question about your food freedom, mindset, or movement habits? I got you. Go to bit.ly/habit-hacking-question. It's also linked in the show notes for you. And record a message to me with your question. If I select your question, I'll answer it live on the podcast for you. And I'll send you a habit tracker for doing so. Looking forward to hearing from you. Now let's get back to the show. Well, anything that gives you pleasure will trigger the release of dopamine. So this can range from a fun activity you enjoy. So you got to find something you like doing, like dancing or cooking, sex, shopping, and even certain drugs, unfortunately. dopamine really activates the reward pathway in the brain, leaving you to desire these activities more. So when we lean into things that we truly love with working out, we release more dopamine. You have that habit formation. However, be careful though, because dopamine can have a dark side. So substances that give us pleasure, like coffee, like even cocaine, I don't know, it can raise dopamine levels too high. So even digital, like tech stuff, like your phone, social media, it can affect you similar as well. So just be careful. So how can we use this science even further when thinking about habit formation when it comes to exercise and making it to the point where your body and brain is just craving that dopamine hit and you want to work out? It's leaning into the habit loop, of course, and the final stage, that reward part. So remember, a habit loop is a cue, routine, reward. So as you find something you love to do for movement, and if you're not sure where to start, you're like, I don't even know, I don't have time, I do have a free 3-day at-home workout plan for you. It's upper and lower body exercises. You'll just need some dumbbells and a short HIIT workout. It's for all levels. I always provide modifications. I am a certified personal trainer. Always consult your doctor before you start a new workout regime. You can grab that though at bit.ly/at-home-workout-freebie. It's linked in the show notes for you. So as you lean into some movement that you really love, how can you enhance the reward part of that? You could document how you feel. So journal it, like actually write down. You can use a workout tracker. I have one in the Habit Hack shop, and I actually have you list on there how you feel, like how you feel before and how you feel after the workout. That takes like 2 seconds. Reward yourself. So actually, we do like a 21-day reward cycle lesson inside of the accelerator course. And you could reward yourself with new shoes or a cute workout headband or a new water bottle. You could post a selfie or have an accountability partner where you just send your selfie to be like, hey, look at me working out. You can use a habit tracker, of course, because it feels so good tracking those habits and seeing the facts versus just the feelings over time. And you can also habit stack music. Oh, this is one of my favorites. If you've ever taken a class with me, you know how important music is to me. When I'm curating a class, I curate a playlist and usually a quote of the day as well to give you some type of inspiration in addition to the workout. And that is very intentional to help you have that dopamine release and associate like, gosh, this really motivates me and makes it fun to work out. So if you're ever looking for a workout playlist, I'll link my Spotify below as well in the show notes. I have hundreds of playlists on there, y'all. So the reward part is one of the most important parts of the habit loop. So we need to lean into that when we're trying to make our habits stick, especially when it comes to movement. So keep showing up. Use some habit hacks like habit loops, of course, that we teach here, and be consistent. And as you lean into the reward part, how you feel afterwards, you're going to create a new response in your brain that is just getting you to the point where pretty soon your workouts will be automatic and you'll find yourself craving the movement. Girl, I'm there and I can't tell you there's nothing better than that workout high. So I hope today was useful. Let me know. I'm going to have to make a reel this week with that Elle Woods quote. So make sure to come follow me on Instagram at Emily Nichols too, and have some fun with me over there as well. Like, health doesn't have to be so serious. Let's just have some fun and keep training for life, girlfriend. I'll catch up with you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.